Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall. Thanks for joining us here on WIFM, and we're welcoming to our program this morning the Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Director, Bill Hanlon. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Hope you're doing well, my friend.
I'm doing very well.
Terrific. We have some good stuff to talk about today. I know that you sent me a little information that you wanted to talk about preserving our pollinators, and I guess the first obvious question is just sort of explain what you mean by that.
Well, pollinators are things like honeybees, bumblebees, even flies and hummingbirds that help pollinate our crops. For instance, apples require pollinators to carry pollen from one variety to the next in order to pollinate and produce fruit.
Mm-hmm.
So they're very important. Significant crops depend on pollinators in order to produce food, and homeowners need them also. For instance, squash needs pollinators in order to form squash. So.
Oh, okay. And, of course, we also tend to spray our crops a lot, too. So what do we need to know about that if we were going to try and protect these pollinators?
Okay, well, a lot of the pesticides, specifically insecticides that we spray to kill our insect pests, will also kill many of our pollinators.
Mm.
And the unfortunate thing is that honeybees in particular have been declining for years, and the wild honeybee population is very, very small for a variety of reasons. So we want to try and minimize any impact that we have on them in order to help them out and survive.
Why is it important that the honeybees survive? I know it sounds like an odd question and probably an obvious answer, but let's talk about that a little bit.
Okay. Well, honeybees is a growing industry in North Carolina. They produce honey for sale, but they also provide a service in that they many of the apple growers in Wilkes County, for example, will rent honey bee hives. The beekeeper will bring them up here and during bloom, and they'll set them out, and the bees will do their job by pollinating and making sure we have a strong apple crop.
So that is an industry unto its own, then, renting out bees. I had no idea.
Yes, it's pretty common for the apple growers in this area to rent hives. It's a huge industry in California.
Ah, okay. Ways that we can reduce the damage to these populations of the honeybees when we know we're going to be applying the pesticide?
Well, you're not going to be able to go through the season if you grow fruits and vegetables without spraying some type of insecticide. But there are things you can do to minimize the impact. And one of those is not to apply an insecticide to anything that's blooming, if at all possible.
Okay.
And try and preserve the pollinators. If you can, for instance, plants like squash have fruit on them, and they also have blooms on them at the same time, and
right.
You may have to spray. So what we recommend in that situation is to wait until evening, right before dark, and spray at that time. That way, all the pollinators are out of the area, and you give the insecticide time to dry before the next morning.
And then the pollinators won't be damaged then?
They should not.
Oh, okay.
They should be away. You're not directly contacting them with the pesticide. And once it dries, many of these pesticides are not toxic to the bees.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. If folks have any more questions about, well, I guess honeybees in general, which is pretty fascinating about that, or about what kind of pesticides to use or when to use them, they can always call your office, right?
They can, and we have a really large beekeeper association in Wilkes County.
Oh, great.
And if anybody's interested in getting started in beekeeping, I can get them hooked up with the right person, because they teach classes in the wintertime, and we've had quite a few people go through that course and start beekeeping on their own.
Is it a complicated process to begin beekeeping?
It's extremely complicated.
Okay.
you really have to know what you're doing, because you just can't buy a hive and stick a queen and her workers in there and expect them to survive. You've got to, they need a little TLC in order to help them, because they do have a wide variety of problems, including mites. They have diseases that attack them, so you really have to pay attention to them.
Got to know all the workers' compensation laws and all that FICA stuff.
Yeah.
You got to mail in. Yeah,
it's extremely complicated.
Well, it's good that you have a beekeepers association there then to help folks out. Bill Hanlon, your number at your office if people want to contact you, please.
Okay, my number, my direct line is 336-651-7333.
And if you can't answer their bee questions, you can direct them to the folks who can, right?
I certainly can.
Bill Henlon, Director of the Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Service, thank you, my friend, for joining us today on Extension Today. Appreciate it and look forward to the next time.
Okay, thank you very much, Danny.
And folks, thanks for joining us today here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.